Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us for your SmackDown post show for Friday, August 23rd. What a week of wrestling. What a summer of wrestling. We've got Bash in Berlin around the corner. We've got All In Weekend right here. We're here, baby. We got Collision tomorrow. We've got the pay-per-view on Sunday. So much to talk about. But if there's anything you would like to talk about, get in those super chats. Get in those humper chats. We ask you to leave a thumbs up on this video as well. Helps people find us in the algorithms. And head on over to FightfulSelect.com. So much happening over there. The Ricochet news that was confirmed. Very excited about that. Curious to see where he shows up, possibly at All In tomorrow. Does he come out to see Will Ospreay? Is he in the gauntlet match? Are they waiting until All Out? What are we doing with Ricochet? So many possibilities. This Warner deal, inching closer and closer. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan, man. Such good stuff here. Very, very excited to talk about it all with my co-host for the evening, Mr. Cardoza. How are you, Cardoza?
Happy All In week, right? Because that's, I mean, it's coming to an end.
It but really not is. Really. Like that Dynamite in Cardiff was incredible. We've got this incredible stadium show of 55,000 people or whatever, if it sells out. Like, really, really good stuff. Good time to be a wrestling fan. Everybody's touching tips in the chat. I love this.
I want to touch everyone's tip after last week.
I love it.
I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but I'm hoping.
You killed it.
I got close.
You know what's my problem with it? Is I always just go to touch tips, but there's this very gradual, like, this, like, little arc.
You have to lick your tip before you touch the other one?
I don't think so, but we probably should just to be
sterile. We should just to clean our tips.
That's right.
Jesus Christ.
Touch tips in the chat if you're present. You know what? On Mondays, Sean's always Friday like, night, baby. Drop fruit emojis in the chat and leave fruit emoji comments. Do whatever you want. We are exclusively tip touching today. That's what we're doing out here. So touch tips in the chat. Leave a comment touching tips. We love that for us. We have so much fun here, but we're going to get into SmackDown. Head over to Fightful Select and subscribe if you haven't, though. There is so much misinformation happening on the internet. $5 a month gets you the most amount of scoops, the most accurate scoops that you possibly can. Also, your money goes back to support us, and we want to be rich. So that's why I got into wrestling media, for the money,
obviously. Hell yeah.
We got Taylor Cannon kicking us off here, saying, hello, my favorite post show. Alex the Awesome and Kate the Great, I hope you are both well. Is there a reason Jacob went from being tag champ to Solo's Enforcer? You know, I'm going to ask Sean about that, because if he's only partially cleared, I'm howling at this. I love this so much. Like, just the amount of people touching tips.
I love the tips.
Thank you so much. I'm going to ask Sean. I'm sure he's already on it, but if he is still injured, like if he is actually shoot injured, that's a really good way to keep him away from full matches if he's only cleared for certain in-ring things or whatever, but like keeps him fresh in the story and fresh in the picture. Or we're just pivoting to a story between Fatu and Solo, where one guy who was the enforcer is now inviting a guy up into the bloodline as an enforcer. But right. They definitely freebirded the titles in the way today that has me curious about the same thing. So I will be asking Sean, and I'm sure Sean is already on it. Ricardo saying, hi, Kate and Alexis. Hi, Chad.
Hey, hey,
I hope
hey.
SmackDown was fun. I'm stuck at work as usual, but I love you all. See you tonight with a tip touch on the end. We love that
we
so
love you.
Much. We love you so much, Ricardo. And it genuinely means a lot that you pop in here, even when you are working, just to say hi. That does really mean a lot to me. And I'm sure to Alex.
For real, yeah.
To all of Fightful that you would get your chats in that way. But you could also go to humperchats.com and send them in that way. But let's get into some SmackDown. This felt like, for an episode that had two defenses on it,
mm-hmm.
and two pretty decent defenses, it still didn't feel super eventful. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what the lack of spice is. I think if you have two title defenses and they're neither of them are in your main event, that tells you how predictable it is, right? Like, if neither of them are your main event match, it's very obvious sure. what the outcomes are going to be. I thought the in-ring delivered overall tonight. It does feel like we're kind of coasting until the go-home to Bash in Berlin. But it is nice to see things get set up. I do have some intrigue with Kevin Owens. He's one of my favorites. It feels like they're heavy-handed on the fact that he'd be turning heel, which makes me wonder if it's actually going to be Randy instead. But what did you kind of think overall of SmackDown tonight before we get through this?
It's funny because it's not a go-home show, but it felt kind of like it a little bit.
A little go-homey?
Yeah, it wasn't. The last couple of weeks, SmackDown has been very punchy in a good way. Like, a lot of great action and whatnot. Tonight it felt more like just them making their way through and just kind of like doing what they had to
making
do to get to
way,
the next
Smackdown,
place.
Walking fast, pace is fast, walking in a homebound.
Getting chopped down. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
For the young people, I'm sorry. There was a young lady named Vanessa Carlton, and she took over the world
Who?
In like 1998, and then she disappeared forever.
The Carlton?
Vanessa Vanessa Carlton, in fact. But I'm kind of with you. Tonight was like a little less action, but still some good developments. Like, I appreciate that everything is cohesive and making sense right now. Sure. It's just a little bit paint by number. So that is where it's more fun to be on the analysis side and not in a writer's room, because I don't have to worry about it. I try to give alternatives where I can think of them, but that sounds like a them problem. But we're going to talk about all of it tonight.
Wow.
We do start off with the Grayson Waller effect. And this segment kind of has returned from the trenches. It was not in here for a while. And we get Grayson Waller doing what he does best, talking that S. This started to make more sense to me when I was like, oh, right, we have the Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes thing. Kevin Owens has a longstanding issue with these two. This makes some sense. So I appreciated what they were going for here. I thought Waller did a good job of trying to position Cody as being selfish in his own story, which I thought was really good of him saying, like, how many times do you let Randy Orton and Kevin Owens get beat down for you? It was good heel logic. Like, I prefer heels like that to ones that are like lying and delusional lying. Like, that's just my preference, is intelligent heel things that you can relate to and see that feel human. And that's where I think like the Drew McIntyres of the world are succeeding so much so far. But he says, because of Owens, Cody counters here by saying that he gave Owens a title shot because Owens has beaten everybody on the roster down fighting the bloodline since before Cody was even back in WWE, which I thought was a very nice piece of work here. And he kind of asked, where's Waller been in that fight? He's been kind of a chicken shit in that regard. I liked Cody calling Austin Theory Magic Mike. He alludes to the dissension between them. And Kevin Owens kind of comes out. here, and they play the most classic, like, Kevin Owens, the best hits of KO here. As Grayson Waller points out, like, how are you going to trust Kevin Owens? This guy is who you're going to trust? Come on, man. And I really like that because, again, more heel logic that is cohesive to the story and makes sense. And Kevin Owens, God bless him, the only one in this entire world of pro wrestling, I feel like, is like, you know what? They all kind of deserve it except Kofi. I screwed up on Kofi. That guy's great. I love, and I've said this before, that Kevin Owens continually, whenever he's a face, is like, I'm sorry that I was kind of an asshole. Looking back on his heel behavior. But he was like, a lot of those guys had it coming. Kofi's cool, though. That was my bad. I adore when he does stuff like that. And there's an interaction with Nick Aldis where Kevin Owens says, I know we're trying to get out of here as quick as possible, but Nick, do I have time to beat these guys down? And Nick Aldis is like, okay, sure, yeah, but make it quick, which I thought was a very charming little thing. Can't say enough about Nick Aldis in this role. But this was a decent enough opening segment. What did you think?
Yeah, I got a couple notes down here because, you know, as a professional broadcaster, you need to write down notes on absolutely everything that you do and love.
Unless you're Alex Pulowski and you remember literally everything. But
you know, I do. Normally, I don't write anything down, but today I felt like, you know what, there was a couple things happening there in the beginning. And you're right. I agree with you.
These segments are packed, too.
Yeah.
Like, they're either talking for 15 minutes about nothing or they're talking about everything for 10 minutes. Like. Yeah.
Well, in this one, you can definitely tell with Kevin Owens, he's a different breed. And in this new era, are we allowed to call it the new era? This of new course. Era, okay, of WWE, you can tell he's a lot looser, and he could pretty much really be himself, right? He's like that Kevin Steen style promo, talking and whatnot, and you feel like he came out. He's apologizing to Kofi. He's telling people, hey, not for nothing, but these people, you know.
I didn't earn this title shot flat out.
Didn't need that. And then also when he talks about how, you know, his past, how shady he's been. So like, good. That's being very open, which is something we're not used to as WWE fans, because as WWE fans, we're used to more or less of like the stuff just happening and that's it. You're not allowed to talk about it. You're not about to, you know, you can't go back in time and say, hey, I was a bad guy. But no, that was it. It happened and it happened. So this is great. I like that. It gives it a good feeling. It makes you want to be engaged.
It also, I'm hoping that in the new era, one thing that we're getting away from is when you turn heel or face, you are just a different person. Like, right. It really feels like we're getting away from that. Kevin Owens has always skated by that for some reason. Like, he's always been the guy to acknowledge who he previously was, whether it was him cutting promos about a banana on Aleister Black. Like, this guy will always make it work. And I feel like in the things that we've seen so far, the heel and face turns have not been, you turned heel, so now you are the planet's champion, as opposed to when you were a good guy anyway. Yes, yes, yes. Like, we're seeing
champion.
Yeah, like, which was like the best heel run. Like, I love heels that are a little bit right. That's like my favorite thing. That's what got me into Punk with the Straight Edge Society, where I was like, he's not totally wrong about all this, but I don't need you to preach at me about it. Like, I love characters like that, but it feels like there are continual characters that are just having change in perspectives, right? We saw that with Bayley. We've seen that a lot, especially in the women's division. We've seen that where it's just people shifting their characters and thinking differently as opposed to being an entirely different human being. So with you on that. And this bad robot, who's actually a delightful robot, like, just wonderful to us, says, hello, favorite post show. I'm so happy for MXM, but sad we don't get to see them interact with Pretty Deadly or Chelsea. Loved the Simone Biles tribute. This chat goes toward Pumpkin Spice Dude Wipes.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Bad Robot. Appreciate that very much. Drinking at Moe's, who I believe interviewed you at one point, Alex, said,
yeah,
big wrestling weekend, just interviewed Eric Dillinger. KO is awesome, and my commentary debut Sunday. Let's effing go.
Shout out to Moe and the so baby much. Coming and all that good stuff.
Hell
and
yes.
Me going around like a cheap hooker.
Whoa! Different shows hey!
And getting interviewed.
Let's do it. Let's pimp my pimp Alex
me,
out.
Pimp me out, Kate.
But some good stuff in the opening segment with Grayson Waller and Cody Rhodes. This leads to the tag title match getting made, by the way, in all of that chaos. That was part of when KO called Nick Aldis down. He was like, can I beat them up and do we officially have a match? And Nick Aldis says, yes, we do. And yes, you can. So some good stuff there as we lead into our U.S. title match. Now, this one was obvious about the way it was going to go, as many first defenses are. I don't think there's any escaping that. But I love what we get here out of LA Knight and Santos Escobar. Dude, Santos, whenever he comes to the ring, looks so cool. But when it's like a title shot or a bigger match, the gear, the swagger that he walked out with, like, man. Just the coolest dude ever. And I loved what Wade Barrett did in this match, particularly on commentary of putting over the idea, like, yeah, these guys faced before. This is going to be a match of who's ahead of who and who has stuff in their arsenal that the other one hasn't seen yet. And I feel like that's exactly what we got. We had these guys knowing each other move for move and then trying to break out some new stuff, which I think not only is just good wrestling storytelling, but was something that LA Knight needed because there's so many people that are like, he can't go in the ring. He's only good on the mic. He can do both, people.
Tell us again. How'd it go?
Ooh, he can't go in the ring. I'm an internet nerd. Oh, the Warner deal? I could have made him $200 million a year if I was working there. Come on, nerds! LA Knight can go. He's not... Here's the thing. He's excellent on the mic and really good in the ring, right? He's not incredible in the ring and pretty decent on the mic. Like, everybody has strengths and weaknesses, but I thought tonight he got to show what he could do a little bit more. Santos Escobar, a hell of a dance partner to be in there with.
Sure,
obviously,
yeah, yeah.
Like, just incredible. What more can we say about Santos Escobar that we don't get to say every time that he's in the ring? But I know he's your dude. What did you think of this match?
He's my dude. Episode 2 of Behind the Mask is out right now. Go and listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. Carlos Escobar.
Hell yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me something.
He is, his character has flourished so much. By him losing, he's like somehow there's a glow up happening right now. Am I wrong? Like, I know he's losing these matches. His team happens to like be in and out and lose some matches. But Escobar seems to like be cooking something. And he's getting more of that. I don't want to say this is old now, but like final boss, right? Like, he's getting that look, like he's that boss. He's gonna beat someone down. And you know, like, I don't know, man. Like, I think something big's about to happen for him. I hope so, because I would love for him to kind of just like, you know, get a title and really, and really start showing off what he can do. But damn, is he good in the ring. Damn, has he been money on the mic as of late. I mean, it's all there.
It really is all there. And I think what is coming together is the ingredients have always been there. It's the recipe coming together for his push. Like, now we're getting to eat.
Yes.
He has a story that he can sink his teeth into. He's incredible in the ring. We've known this. But how incredible you are in the ring is so supported by the story that you get when you have one to tell in the ring. Like, this guy is not good on the mic and does some moves in the ring, Logan Paul. He is like an in-ring proper storyteller where he's telling you the arc of the entire series of matches he's had with LA Knight unfolding here. That's what Wade Barrett was alluding to. That's the thing that I called out, was he was like, scouted for a lot of what LA Knight threw at him and trying to get ahead with moves he hadn't shown yet or whatever. You got to see a lot of that, and I really liked that in this match. So I'm with you. It feels like he's being heated up. Let's keep that momentum moving forward. He's also not being dragged around what is an overextended story anymore. That LWO story was great, and then it got really long in the tooth, and then we started a new era, so it feels like people are finding their footing.
And he's also Santos Escobar. I misspoke. For some reason, I read Carlos on my screen and I said Carlos.
That's okay. I didn't know if that was like his shoot name.
No, I don't want to say his shoot name here.
That's why I let it go.
Just, can you imagine?
Just in case that slipped.
Like, Bendejo, you said my real name.
Bendejo, one of John Cruz's aliases, Serpentico John Cruz, and Bendejo, as he was spread thin in some of those ROH tapings. But guys, get in your super chats and your humper chats as we keep moving through this episode of SmackDown. There's so much coming up your way on Fightful Select. You're going to get me and Alex Pawlowski doing your alternative pay-per-view post-show for All In behind the paywall. Very excited that starts in the middle of the day because you know those Tony Khan pay-per-views run long. Very excited that starts early. We'll be doing the same for Bash in Berlin as well, so you can check us out there. Programming note on this show next week, it's going to be Cardoza and Phil Lindsay, who filled in for me a couple weeks ago and is so excellent. You guys will love him if you haven't seen him. I will be at Capital Collision, and I'm very excited about that. So that should be super fun. And yeah, you're going to have a little bit more Phil Lindsay coming your way, which is always a good thing. I promise you, one of the best voices that we have in wrestling and here at Fightful. So some good stuff, but get in those chats if there's anything you want to talk about, especially if you want to talk about Corbin and Cruz finally confronting Legado del Fantasma. I didn't know if we were going to be like sticking with this as a tag team proper. I still don't know if it works. I think it can, because both guys are supremely talented. Corbin is so underrated in the role that he can play in things like this. So I hope it goes well. But what did you kind of think of our Legado and we need a name for Corbin. The Corbin Cruz?
I guess so. That's
Cruzbin?
Stop it. Cruz? We're out of that era. We don't do that anymore.
Comes I out do of it.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, he comes out in a ship and a freaking captain's mask, Corbin Cruz.
Aye,
Captain. I don't know, honestly. This is where the show started like getting a little weird for me after the whole Santos Escobar match. I'm like, okay, cool. So now we're gonna just put Corbin and Cruz together. Like, Corbin's no longer allowed to be on his own. Now he always needs a tag team partner with him. Like, the lone wolf is no longer lone.
Yeah, and he was with Braun in NXT, and yes, then he got called up and just was kind of suddenly with Cruz here. There wasn't a ton of work put into the formation of them.
So I'm just like, this is where it started. Like, I started asking questions like, why are they together? Where did this come about? This allegiance. And obviously Santos is pissed off at them for, you know, butting in, creating a fan club that he did not approve of. You know, and pissed off that they're using his catchphrase Escobar, you know, and messed it all up. So I hope Escobar, you know, so is Corbin, I'm assuming, is a babyface now. which is weird because I've never seen him in my heart as a babyface. He's always just been that halfway
he
there.
He and Braun were kind of tweeners for a while, but they were really, really, really good.
Tweeners!
He has more comedy chops than people want to give him credit for right. sure.
Yeah.
Like he's much, much better than people give him credit
for. I mean, I like Corbin's cooking videos on Instagram and how he beats his meat. No, like not like that, people. Like I
how
watch
he
his show.
He's so enormous on video. I like
I him. Watch his videos and I see how he prepares his food and all that stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, he can play both sides of the coin. They just put him into kind of one archetype there.
Honestly,
a while,
that's so. What they should do, Kate. They should bring that character, the meat-normous of Baron Corbin.
They should. It should be the meat-normous of Baron Corbin. You're absolutely
and
right.
Put him up to the oomph degree, and boom, that's instant it. Gold.
You do have instant gold. People would be running to the ticket booths to buy that, no doubt. Good stuff as we move along here. Get in those super chats. Leave a thumbs up on this video. We are talking some SmackDown. We've got an exciting wrestling weekend ahead of us. And we get Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, and Naomi defeating the Unholy Union and Blair Davenport. We got Van Twinblade with a generous chat. Thanks so much. Saying when Jade goes heel, she needs to get an F-bomb pass so she can say F the big three. It's just me. Also, Solo, not the OTC. He's the OPP. Are you down with the OPP?
Oh, if you only knew.
You know me.
I used to sing that out loud.
We all did.
Thank God my mom never followed what the hell that was.
Okay, so first of all, the ladies in their Simone Biles tribute gear looked so cool. Naomi especially, but all of them look fantastic. It is hard, and I don't know why it is, for me to get fully invested in this. I don't feel like we got a real explanation as to why your girlfriends and Albafire and Blair
that's right.
I don't think we know why they got together, except they were just like British Isles. Like, that's not enough for me.
They sound alike, bruv. Put them together.
Yeah, like, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it. I think I need more of an explanation than that for me to get invested. And also, cool, like, we have all these ladies' trios. Sean reported, I think it was on Fightful Select. He might have just thrown it in there. I don't know. But, like, that is, there's a reason for that. There's a reason that all these trios are forming. But there's not trios titles. So
right.
I don't know what to tell you. But I, between Shayna and Zoe and Sonya and Damage Control on Lyra and the TikTok tag team on Raw and all three of, or these two trios, I was gonna say all three of these ladies, but both sets of three of these ladies, it does feel like they need to be building towards something because they're just
sure
they're not right now. They're but
just, yeah,
Naomi hits that split-legged moonsault for the win, for her team to win. I thought this was really, really fun. I'm glad Naomi got a pin because she needed it. Like, she had needed it, and Jade and Naomi do not. I think Jade as a hot tag is, like, the strongest that we've seen her framed in a match. Like, that is the place where she signs the most because her moveset is very conducive to something like that, which I think is really, really good. But it's tough because they gave Blair Davenport the win last week over Naomi, but then the response is that they have to lose tonight, right? And Blair just is not connected with the crowds with the way that she's presented right now. She's a very fun moveset in ring, but if I hadn't been watching her in NXT, I would not be invested in this person because they
right.
haven't really told us who she is or why
right.
she's hanging out with Alex's girlfriend in Albafire. Like, maybe she's coming for you. I don't know. Maybe she's jealous. Jeez. Who knows?
I don't know.
What do you do?
I don't know. Right now, I just need a drink of water just thinking about how amazing this match was. Excuse me, everyone. Man, am I thirsty. Let me tell you something. Isla Dawn looked incredible tonight.
She did. She always does.
I mean, she was in there. She was kicking ass. she was mocking the, you know, the rest of the people that she was wrestling. And I don't even care about their names, because right now we just care about what Isla Dawn's doing in the ring, okay? She took care of people outside of the ring.
You're such a supportive boyfriend. You love to see it. It's so sweet.
We all felt the match was just at times a little cheeky, but
there was. But I am not complaining. Ring psychology. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But overall, you know, the champion shouldn't be taking pins in any time, ever.
Yeah, I mean, Naomi getting the win here, I felt like was necessary because of what we got last week, but it is.
And there was a little bit of I don't know what it is with these two, but there was a little bit, like, when she was up on the ropes about to do her finisher, there was a little bit of a, like, disconnect there, too, again, this week. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't this time around, but...
I was like, damn, like, you know, this is live, everyone. I'm not complaining about it. These are incredible athletes. They can do whatever the F they want. They can look at each other for 5 minutes and try to figure out the next move, and I'm still going to applaud them. But you kind of saw a little bit of that again, where it was like, ooh, they kind of just like waited around to kind of see like if everything was okay. And then they kind of,
gotcha.
Yeah, to get themselves set, in other words, this terminology behind the scenes here that you guys don't know about. But other than that, like, okay, I know that Naomi needed that, like you mentioned, but I don't know. I just, you know, Pulaski would say, unnecessary. Right, he would 100% get. I know I'm behind Isla Dawn. He would definitely get behind me.
It's true. It's true. To what end is always Alex Pulaski's thing of like, where is this actually going?
I love, yeah.
But it's like, it is a really good point of like, I think there's just Blair and Naomi just don't have a ton of chemistry, and it might be stylistic. It might be unfamiliarity. That happens all the time with world-class wrestlers. Like, that is not a reflection of either of them, but like the chemistry didn't click last week. And it, now that you're saying it, like, there are things that I remember in this match a little bit where it wasn't fully there. But to your point, the Unholy Union literally were spooky Scottish witches, and now they are not witches, and they are not spooky. And we never got an explanation as to why they are not. We never got an explanation to why they are with Blair Davenport in a real way. It's hard to get emotionally invested in champions who weren't on TV when they won, and since they won, they had a couple of successful defenses. They had Mondays. They had a really great one on NXT.
Yes.
But like, it still feels like they're the little sisters and all of this because of the way that the creative has framed it. Like, it's a tough one. They need more
like Mariah, like Mariah Carey, who's starting to, you know, pretty much defrost as we're speaking right now. the Scottish spooky witches in My Isla Dawn are kind of just now coming out of the cauldron, because it's almost spooky season. It's again. True. We're like a couple of days away from the burr month starting, my friends. So, you know, let them cook. They'll come back as my spookies again.
That's all you want in this world. Well, I'll tell you what I want, and that is to watch pay-per-views for a lower price. We got a lot of them coming up. We've got All In. We've got All Out. These guys aren't on Max yet, okay?
No.
There's going to be so much more. And it would be cheaper if I was in a different country.
Oh.
Choose whatever eye you want me to wink at. We got you covered at NordVPN.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful. But it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task, not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need, in addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
I love my NordVPN, by the way. I use it all the time.
Best in the game.
A lot of things.
Legit. They're legit. The best.
If you want to watch old, if you want to watch episodes of A-dubs and you can't find them, use NordVPN. And then next thing you know, Max magically has A-dubs in it.
It's crazy
how that happens.
If you go to Europe and HBO Max suddenly has content on it, but... Me and Norma saying just here to say, sup, partners? I'm sure SmackDown was a wrestling show and All In will be splendiferous, but I'm waiting for Meat Mayhem. No clavicles?
Hey, baby. Here you go.
That is an
one X. And hold on. Ooh, two. Clavicles tonight.
Double
everyone.
Clavicles tonight.
Double the claps.
We love that for us.
You're getting nice, get your two boys. Jets.
And your Humper Chats, as we are coming down the home stretch. This was an in-ring heavy show tonight, so we are kind of flying through things a little bit more, but we get a quick video package, which is narrated by Natalya. Would love to see her on my screen. Would love to see her in this women's tag team division. Would love to see Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell back, by the way. Would love to see Shinsuke Nakamura back. Hello. Yeah. Luis also putting over our good sponsor, saying that All Out All In bundles real affordable with Nord.
Real.
Yes, she is, baby. But it's a lovely video package. It speaks to Bret Hart and the significance he had with Berlin and talking about the WWE universe there and how it's a special place for them to be going, and kind of just more of that international push. And man, it's so awesome to see international wrestling thriving all over the world. You've got a sold out Cardiff show for Dynamite. You're getting close to a sellout for a 55,000 or whatever stadium for All In. The house show in Cardiff for WWE is going to sell out. They're selling out internationally wherever they go. Wrestling's on fire right now. You got this crazy Netflix deal on the WWE side. You've got this Warner deal, which is going to do huge things for the brands. Like, things are really, really good right now. I'm not a huge fan of, like, we promote ourselves on our own show. Like, save that for other places. But this, they're going to do it. I've accepted it. It's not that big of a deal. This wasn't that long. Natalya, a great voice to speak to these things. She's an excellent ambassador for the brand. Any thoughts on this video package that we got here? Did you know Bret Hart is good at wrestling?
Yeah, probably one of the best from what I remember back in my old days, Mr. Bret Hart. Just so nice to see, like, there's something special. And I know you don't have this connection with...
That's the other thing, yeah.
With the old school wrestling. But there's this connection that I have from, you know, watching pre-Monday Night Raw days, pre-WCW Monday Nitro days. Like, it just feels right, because that's the wrestling that I grew up on. And it's just so different. You don't have the know-it-alls. You don't have the people that just want to berate you for, you know, picking a side or not picking a side, but picking a wrestler or picking a company you like a little bit. It was such a different time. And I know it's kind of like, that's a big heavy comment that I just made. Like, why would you pack all that into this WWE package? But that's the feelings that I felt.
Yeah.
So it was beautiful. I love when WWE looks back into their archives and comes up with beautiful stuff like this. Natalya did a sick ass job of, you know, narrating it and, you know, kind of just seeing like this whole thing come full circle, where they're going to do a PLE now there. And it's going to be cool. It's going to be a great moment for the fans, which is what this is all about, you know?
Absolutely. Bash in Berlin next Saturday. Phil and
next Z Saturday
and Cardoza are going to have the go home for you. So you'll get to get
she's
to
leaving me Friday. Again. She told me to go F myself. But I'm used to it.
No, I'm going to see the most 4K wrestling card in the world.
Oh, she's going to Berlin. Sorry, everyone. I had no idea.
I'm not going to Berlin. I am going to New Japan. This card has...
She's going to Japan. Wow.
I wish, but I'm going to DC to see New Japan. That's beautiful. This card has, like, all of TMDK almost. GYV, Mustafa Ali, Mercedes. Beautiful. It's like a very Furcate built card. Gabe Kidd is on it. Leo Rush card, is on it. Yeah, it's the most Furcate. I was like, very glad I got tickets. I'm very glad I got them before they announced Mercedes, because things pick up when she gets announced for events. Guys, get in those super chats and humper chats. We're going to tell you all about this tag team title defense, which was interesting. This was an interesting turn of events. I am suspicious as to the why it happened the way that it happened, but we do get our tag team title defense against the Street Profits. I know my cousin is going to be devastated that Montez Ford lost. So
is that a joke?
It's very much a joke. He hates Montez Ford. So and it has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that he's in love with Bianca Belair and would, if given the opportunity and with her consent, would KSSING in a tree with her. 100%.
I would bring her McDonald's.
You would bring her McDonald's?
That's how much I love
her. You're going to compete with my cousin. Damn.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. Cousin, you can keep her. I don't want to upset Isla.
It's true. It's true. You have your loyalties already to Ms. Isla Dawn, but we got a really good tag team match here. I love when Dawkins gets to show out a little bit and show what he can do. This was a lot of fun. We do have the running flatliner from Tama to Dawkins for the pin, which is probably the right way to go about it, because we get Tama, Tonga, and Tonga Loa rotating. When we get this other segment of Jacob Fatu being told to hand over his tag title belt. Because if you're going to be the special enforcer of the bloodline, you can't be distracted with things like the tag team picture. You got to have Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa, who gets you can't wrestle chance, which made me feel sad. that made me sad. Chanted at him in that same segment. Solo Sikoa also says, I got three things to tell you. Roman's done. I'm getting that title back, and then takes care of this piece of business too. So people say that Solo Sikoa is not exceeding in this role. You hear those live crowd reactions, sure. And I say, yes, he is, man. Mm-hmm. He is thriving in it. I think he's drastically underrated. What did you think of the fact that Fatu got pulled into the special enforcer role from tag team champion? And what did you think of our title defense here?
I think it's kind of funny how, like, they play into the whole, like, he would be upset that he's giving up his title, you know, like, when they're pretty much just sharing it, you know, and they can do whatever they want with it. I can see his concern as to why you're doing this. Like, I want to be a tag team champ, but it's even crazier that within the storyline, he feels prouder, if that's the word, most proud. When he becomes his enforcer and, like, he's screaming out, I love you, my tribal chief, and I'll do anything for you, my tribal chief. You know, like, it's crazy how good he is.
It's true.
You know, and just the fact that, you know, the team with him in it, in whatever role he's in within the bloodline, this version of the bloodline, seems like a stronger unit. You know, like when we thought that he was out, it just felt like, cool, Solo's not going to fight, but anyone can beat the other two. That's how they've been played. They've been presented that way.
Yeah.
Yes. I say played like it's 1996. So I apologize to everyone out
you
there.
You got played.
I got played, player. but yeah, and it's good that Roman wasn't there. There's just a lot of things that they're doing right with this right now. Like, you don't need Roman there every segment, every Friday night. You know, let it simmer. And I think Solo's doing an incredible job. I think I've told you this from the get-go. In the beginning, I was a little bit scared. I don't know if I remember telling you this or you remember me telling you this.
I think, you know, a lot of people were like, those are big shoes.
From his suits. His suits just didn't look right on him. Like, something was going on. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, now he turned into Pimp Daddy Solo, and I love it. I'm here for it. And they're making the story longer. Okay. Like, they're giving him time to wear the Ulafala, right? Mm-hmm. In like, they're making him feel special so that when he finally is on his own, you knew that he was a badass, not just somebody that kind of carried around the title of, you know, tribal chief and then got thrown into obscurity, you know?
Yeah, if they weren't going to take the title off of Cody, you had to have something else that was an establishing force. And I feel like the Ola Fala and him bossing people around in this way is a healthy development.
Yes.
I would lay odds that Solo Sikoa is going to be a breakout star in all of this. I think Jacob Fatu will as well. But I think Solo is going to do
great. Fatu's...
Already. Already. Oh. I will make sure that Sean... gives us any updates that he might have on his health if he can get them. If that was a move to say you're the enforcer because he can't wrestle right now, that's a brilliant move, I think. Yeah. So I'm sure that Sean will do his best to find out. But if I wanted to lay odds on Solo Sikoa or anything wrestling related, if I wanted to lay odds on any sports, any major sports, if I wanted to sift through some fun prop bets, I know where I would go.
I want to talk to you guys about our great partner at BetOnline.ag. Yes, the place that lets you bet on pro wrestling. We've gotten our pro wrestling betting odds from them for years, well before we even worked with them. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about them. They got the earliest lines, the fastest payout, the industry best bonuses. They've been trusted for 25 plus years because of their safe and secure environment and their quick payouts. But you can bet on pro wrestling. How cool is that? If you think you know more than anybody, go ahead and look at those odds. It's the same ones you've seen on Fightful for years. You might see one that sticks out to you and you go, wait a second, there's no way that person's going to win. Why are they an underdog? Make yourself some money. BetOnline.ag. And hey, it doesn't stop there. Whatever sports you want, they got you covered. Popular games like blackjack and roulette, Supernova, Skyward, all that stuff. BetOnline.ag. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can at BetOnline.ag.
BetOnline.ag. They've been such a great sponsor to us, as has NordVPN. It goes a long way if you guys tell them that you found out about them through us. Even if you're not looking for a VPN, even if you're not looking to place bets, let them know you found out about them through Fightful. It really helps our relationship with our wonderful, wonderful sponsors. But if you are going to bet, go to BetOnline.ag. And in fact, I will tell you right now what we've got coming up this weekend for all. And you've got the Patriarchy favorited in that Trios Championship four-way. There is that mystery team, though, so you never know. You never know. You got Chris Statlander and Stokely barely favored in. I would go with that probably because that stipulation is there. They've got the Young Bucks retaining by a pretty decent margin. They've got Hangman winning in that gauntlet by a pretty decent margin. That could be a fun one to get in on because there are only four people announced. Will Jamie Hayter appear is in the favorable column right now. Osprey, Mercedes with heavy leads. Jack Perry being the lead over Darby is an interesting one because I feel like that one could genuinely go either way. Mariah May winning is a probable. Bryan Danielson winning is a probable. I think there's some prop bets on the total amount of wrestlers. Will there be more than 11? That line's at 185 right now. So there's some fun things to get in on. I would say most of the favorites here are who I would choose to win. But there's a couple that I might throw a couple bucks their way on. So head over to BetOnline.ag. Great partners to us. We love doing business with them. We appreciate their partnership. But my goodness, we've got the main event to talk about. Guys, get in those super chats and humper chats as we are coming down the home stretch. But before we get to that, a couple of other things that happened here. We get this segment between BFAB and The Way, which was fun. It's always nice to see BFAB, man. Like, she has so much. She just pops off screen. She really, really does. And she was getting used and then she wasn't. And Lashley's not with the company anymore. So what's next for her? Some good stuff here. Did you have any thoughts on this?
It's nice to see her front and center. Yeah. I know that they people have been very vocal about her, you know, yes. And not being used the correct way, or like they have no idea exactly how amazing she is. And here she is, you know, like she's out there. I kind of feel like when I listen to her, there's still some like a little bit more of a refinement that she needs in, on certain things that, you know, cadence and the way that she's putting it out there. But that's just me because of my, the field that I'm in. And I listen, you know, so I listened to her as opposed to just watch her come out and just pick up a mic and talk. Right. But other than that, man, she's You're the package.
Pulowski has the same of like he sees through a theater actor lens, so they'll be like blocking things that just drive him insane sometimes.
Right.
Like, yeah. Like really basic stuff like that. So I hear you on that, completely with you on the upside that she has with having so much charisma, and she has higher value than she's been used to of recent, largely because I think the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley were a waning act because Bobby left. So I'm glad that she's getting a little refocus here. Getting a little refocus. We'll see how it goes. But we also have this Mi Chin vignette that made me so happy. Would be nice to see her get some wins because she already lost twice to Nia Jax, once very handily. And she has this title shot. So she should be getting singles wins on this show, like including this episode. She probably should have had a match. But I really liked the vignette that we got of her saying, I've been told I'm the wrong look. I've been told basically like I'm just serviceable. I've been told all of these things my entire career. Nia Jax, I am not going to let you be the thing that puts limits on me after proving I'm limitless. That was not meant to be a play on her husband, Keith Lee. But basically after proving that I don't have any ceilings and busting through all those, Nia Jax is not going to be the one to put her down. Her look is great. Her conditioning is great. Her in-ring has always been stellar. I keep saying she's one of the most clever counter wrestlers, man or woman, that I see today. I think she's so excellent. So good vignette. Shot really well, too. This was cooler. I liked what we got here. Any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I'm with you. Also, like, it's just Nia was really good tonight, by the way.
Yes, we're going to talk about that momentarily.
Yeah, her segment that we're going to talk about, man, she's kind of like owning it. So, but we'll get to that.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. Yeah, let's.
Nia with Mi Ching. So, yeah.
Yeah, that was next tier as well. Really fun segment with Tiffany and Nia. Nia is pissed. Tiffany and Pretty Deadly are backstage doing what they do best, saying, oh my gosh, Queen Nia, we're so sorry about what happened with Mi Ching last week. And Nia just kind of expresses her frustration, and Tiffany says, what can we do for you? And she says, get my crown fixed, in a really commanding way. And I thought that was really fun. And then you have Chelsea Green and her perfectly lined lips talking about the Nia and Tiffany relationship. She calls her tacky time in this. She's talking to Piper Niven. It says, I hate talking about people's backs, and I would never do such a thing, and they are around the corner from each other. And she points out that, like, Tiffany inevitably is going to have to cash in on Nia. Piper says if it were her, she wouldn't have thrown such a pukey pink party here. And also points out that, you know, Tiffany didn't do her job in protecting her from each in, and if it was up to Piper, they wouldn't have. You know, neither of them would have let the other lay a finger or let Mi Chin lay a finger on them. Mm-hmm. So some good stuff to plant seeds of dissension in Nia's head, as that is inevitably where this is probably going to go. But Chelsea and Piper, man, just what a national treasure Chelsea Green is. Everyone at the... Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear me talking through my perfectly lined lips? Absolutely had me on the floor. She's been so, so excellent. What did you think of this?
Yeah, like I mentioned before, I mean, Nia is just, she sounds like
she's
on top of her evil game. Like, oh my gosh, she's just like, what can we do to have, like, go fix my car? Like, even her voice and her tone and her cadence and how she's talking to you just feels like she's a boss. And she's gonna, you know, she reminds me of, I don't know if you ever watched this. If you ever watched the Daredevil show on Netflix when it was on there, it's obviously now on Disney Plus. But the Kingpin, he has that same like slow, steady, but he will beat the living life out of you. Nia's doing that right now for me, and I love it. And what can more can we say about Chelsea Green? She's like the total package. Smart, great in ring, just knows where to be, how to talk, what facial expressions, and, you know, extremely beautiful. So she's just, it's all there for
she's
her.
She's got it all. She's got the look, she's got the character, she's got the in-ring. Just always maximizing her minutes. Always maximizing.
Super maximizing, yeah. And she's on TV every week because of it. I don't know if you guys understand, like, you might be thinking to yourself, oh, she's a joke. She's only, my dude, you pay a lot of money for television minutes in the entertainment industry. And Chelsea Green was on those minutes. That is really good for her and for us who are fans of her.
I am a big believer in that. I like to know if people are over more via wins and losses and matches. Mm-hmm. I firmly believe that WWE measures it in screen time, which is not my favorite way, but is certainly a barometer. There it is. And Chelsea gets a lot of screen time.
But what a wonderful thing.
Speaking of screen time, guys, give a touch of the tips for Alex Pulowski here. We don't do applause, but we do tip touching.
I want to touch you. Hold on. There you are.
Hold on with it.
Hold on. Yeah, you got to use. Sometimes you got to use both hands if you want to touch it.
There it is. There it is.
Oh, sorry. I preempted.
It's okay. It's okay. I get it. I get it.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm good.
Alex, what did you do at noon today?
Today at noon, noon your time, 11 a.m. It was brunch. It was brunch for me that I had to go and talk. I had to go and talk about a movie with lots of green screen and Hulk Hogan and Big Show. It was. But please go watch if you subscribe to Fightful Select.
Guys, Little Hercules.
Yes.
With Hulk Hogan and the Big Show.
In 3D. Little Hercules in 3D.
If you want a movie that was released in 2009 but feels like it was released in 1992, we've got the picture for you. Head over to FightfulSelect.com if you're subscribed. If you're not subscribed yet, we had a very, very, very stupid, fun movie to review today.
Yes.
But Alex, that's not why you're here. It kind of is. Feel free to shamelessly plug us all you want. Yes,
I got to do that.
We are here for the Sour Fowler. What's kind of great is we're heading into the main event, and I feel like this is kind of the main event, so that's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so number one, I just heard you guys were talking about Chelsea Green and Nia Jax and stuff, and what a fantastic place the women's division is on SmackDown currently. Like, I did not think I would ever be able to say that during a time when Nia Jax was champion.
Yeah. But
the act they have built around her of Tiffany Stratton. Yes, my queen. Whatever you say, my queen. Wild, pretty, deadly are Tiffany Stratton's stooges. Is an amazing... Them standing there like Bond, like James Bond with hot glue guns.
I can't believe I forgot to mention the hot glue guns.
That still image is just the funniest thing that's happening in wrestling all week. Those guys are great.
I was so nervous because this is the Sour Fowler and I really liked it. So I was like, is he sour about like my favorite thing? Because this was really good.
Wait. Okay. So that whole act with Nia Jax, with circling them, Chelsea Green and Piper, like who are like just trying to tear down the whole thing, but also not in a heelish kind of way, because what they're saying is probably true. I mean, Tiffany Stratton probably is going to cash in on Nia Jax. I love all of that. Was really well done. All that is, while over separate, entirely separately, you have what's going on with the Big Three and the Muggle Union or whatever we're calling them.
Muggle Union, Flair Davenport, the Muggle Union.
They're great. They're great. They're all really, really cool stuff over there. I love that they're keeping that separate for now. It's so cool how the women's division in SmackDown feels like it's perfect, like it's perfectly balanced, which of course means Charlotte Flair is coming back soon.
There it is.
And there we go. Going to upset the apple cart entirely. All the perfectly balanced tuning we've been doing to get the women's division just perfect. Charlotte Flair comes in and ruins the whole thing. Like you've been playing Jenga and all of a sudden smashes the whole thing.
I can't be mad about the possibility of Tiffany and Charlotte. So I'm going to leave that open, but I understand that your preemptive sourness is a way of your survival.
Charlotte will not be there until Tiffany's in the corner holding up the title belt up in the air. And then you hear.
Let's all hope. And then the only other thing is that Cody Rhodes. I need to get like a string theory board going on for how what a horrible friend he is and how it's classic projection. Honestly, the whole thing of like, I don't know. I think you might be using Austin Theory. No. You're the one. You're the terrible friend. You've always been the terrible friend. You know that Kevin Owens is going to turn on you. You know he is, which is why you set him up to do it. So he can look like the bad guy, so you can look like the good guy, so we'll all love the American Nightmare. I see right through you, Cody Rhodes.
Well, Waller agreed with you a lot, which means you are the heel.
First time I've ever agreed with Grayson Waller on anything. The man still has me blocked for saying that the shade of peach in his pants made it look like he was naked from the waist down.
He looked naked. You weren't wrong about that.
He really did.
You weren't wrong about that. Guys, thank you for chats like this. Tim McFowell saying money's for the thirst trappiest duo in the biz. SmackDown didn't suck. It did not. The Nia Tiffy, pretty deadly Chelsea Piper stuff rules. Full agreement here. Jacob is going to annihilate Solo at some point, and everyone thought that KO turned on deserved it, as does Cody. Kevin Owens, like we say it week over week,
he's a national treasure.
He is. He really, really
is. In two nations.
So much.
In two nations.
That's true. He is. He's a Canadian American national mm-hmm. treasure. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
Ian Riccaboni doing what we always request. Because mm-hmm. Sean does the fruit emoji gimmick on Mondays, like asks everybody mm-hmm. to drop fruit emojis. We're just touching tips so much that
yeah, you know, should so. Everyone should, yeah, for sure.
Tom O'Valley saying, we want Mina, we got mm-hmm. Mina. Yeah. Anything mm-hmm. you want to highlight on Rampage while you're here?
No, Mina Scirocco. I gotta not say it the way that Linda says it, so it's not, it's not Mina Scirocco. Mina Shirakawa.
Correct.
And it's not Rabine Renegade. It's Robin Renegade. they had a really good match, honestly. It was a really good match. And then, you know, just some Von Erichs doing stuff in the main event, whatever. That's all I gotta say about the Von Erichs. As soon as they get out of Texas, they can drop those dang titles, right? I mean, just blah. That's what I said about the Von Erichs, blah.
Try reviewing ROH, brother. Not fun. Guys, we're coming down the home stretch. Alex, you can stick around for the main event if you want to talk about it.
It's time for the main event.
It is.
They canceled that, so I can take it now.
I know. I miss it. I miss the line. But we get KO and Cody versus A-Town Down Under. And what I thought was a pretty fun match, honestly. Kevin Owens winning with the pop-up power bomb, but it was weird. I'll just say this about it, that we had two title matches and that this was the main event. I get that it's Kevin Owens and your world champion, but like you had two title matches and neither of them were in the main event slot. Like, mm-hmm. so that just feels like you are kind of pushing those down. But if you're going to ask me who the main event on SmackDown is, it's Cody Rhodes or it's Roman Reigns, like realistically. So I get mm-hmm. it, but I'm old school. I like titles in my main event picture, but mm-hmm. this almost felt, I don't mean this in a bad way, it felt house showy almost because of the man that Kevin Owens is like in a sense. And because there were no genuine stakes on this. This was a battle of shit talking and trying to build dissension in one team and trying to plant dissension in another with Kevin Owens. My hope is that it's still Randy that turns and this is all set up for a swerve, but they are laying it on thick with the Kevin Owens heel turn. I love heel Kevin Owens. I will not be mad, but highlight of probably the whole episode for me. Got Love the moment with Jacob Fatu and Solo hugging. Love everything we got in the women's picture. But Kevin Owens being like, they all deserved it except Kofi Kingston. Beautiful to me. That means that Cody Rhodes probably deserves it too, right? That's where I think this is going. But a decent main event to take us home. Cardoza, you've been here longer than Pulowski, so you get to go first.
I was all right. I told you there were certain things that just didn't feel right. Besides Chelsea Green being awesome, this match was just, I don't know. I wasn't super hyped about it. I thought it was okay. You know, I'm still waiting for Down Under to break up and beat the crap out of each other instead of like being together in these matches that make no sense for me. Of course, they were going to give you the, oh my God, is KO going to slam him? Is this going to happen? You know,
the question was begged in the opening segment, Cardoza.
I know. But other than that, it was all right. I mean, it wasn't nothing for me to say, oh my God, I can't believe like they fought, blah, blah, blah. Like, cool. Well, Cody won.
Banned from the show now because why? Kevin Owens is perfect and you don't get to say
I never used the words about anything about Kevin Owens. I said, oh great, Cody won. Yay.
I am obviously offended on his behalf.
Oh, well, I'm all sorry. Okay. Pulowski, you may take over since I am banned.
Banned from the show.
The little scenelet before they came out where it's like, hey, you know, I'm never going to turn on you. Those guys deserved it. I'm not going to turn on you. And Cody's like, all I can do, Kevin, my old friend, is be prepared for whatever comes next. And then he goes and he leaves and like, so you know he's going to turn on you. And he never would have unless you made him take the title match. You are still you. He's the most subversive force of evil in all of wrestling. One day, I said this to the chat in the other show, one day we're all going to be proven right because right now Cody is Claudio and we're Eddie Kingston. The whole world is Chikara 2013. And eventually, one day, we're going to be proven right and Cody will be outed for the scumbag that he really is.
Well, if you're going to plant the Homelander seeds, that's where they've got to start. Mm-hmm. So, you know what?
Yep.
I will take it. But decent episode of SmackDown tonight. It wasn't like the most electrifying in the whole wide world, but I don't think it needed to be. But we got some good stuff.
It's a little middle episode on the way to a B pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fine. I mean, they didn't do anything terrible in it, so that's good. Yeah. You always like when they don't.
And don't get me wrong. WWE has done a great job of taking what would have been a house show, you know, like a named house show like they've done in the past, and said, let's turn that into a PLE. Great for them. Sure. Like that's money. You know, like the Great American Bash and all that stuff. That was all like house shows. And they've found a way to monetize it and put it up on television as something bigger. So he's right. Like, you know, that's what it is. And let's just look forward to some good wrestling.
Wrestling is cooking right now. We love that. Good little episode of SmackDown tonight. But we've got so much more wrestling coming your way and so many more shows here on Fightful that we're going to take a second to tell you about. We've got Grap City tomorrow. Go over there, support Phil and Reg. Grap City, your midday morning, depending on which time zone you're in, wrestling show. They do a fantastic job. Please, please, please give that some love. Then you've got your Collision post show tomorrow. And I don't think Alex and I are going to be doing anything about it. It's a pre-tape, but you'll have Rick Cuccino and Cresta on the main. And then Sunday, you will have Sean on the main channel and me and Alex Pulowski on Fightful Select. He served me with papers last time we were on Fightful Select, okay? And I might just have a way to counter Sue. I might have found a loophole.
Good.
Wow.
So you're going to want to subscribe to Fightful Select and see what I've got planned for Sean Ross Sapp because, he doesn't know what's going to hit him.
Okay.
Oh.
He doesn't know what's going to hit him. But a fun weekend coming up. fun weekend after that with Bash of Berlin. So much. But Pulaski, where can the people find you?
You find me on FIFA Select reviewing All In on Sunday. Should be a lot of fun. Reviewing Raw. Yeah, fun. The jury's out on fun on Monday Night Raw. And then Tuesday, we're headed towards No Mercy.
Zero.
So there
mercy.
Should be some fun stuff. Zero Mercy. Categorically
so much
without
fun
mercy.
Stuff? No, sans no mercy,
On NXT on Tuesday, AEW Dynamite on Wednesday. Listen, please, if you have FIFA Select, please come check out our review of Little Hercules. It is a lot of fun. It's a fun thing to listen to while you're doing other stuff. And we're going to be doing a lot more of these. And on FIFA Select, we're going to put up polls so you'll be able to determine the next movie that we review. So
I love polls.
That'll be a lot of fun, too.
You were a horrible attorney to me on Monday. Jeez. But Cardoza, where can everyone
I was just
find
honest.
Him?
I was being honest with my client about their chances
threw
of beating the rap.
Me under the bus. Cardoza, plug away. You're now back in the win column. You were taken away because.
Thank you. You can follow me and Isla Dawn at. I'm just kidding. You can follow me at Alexis Cardoza on Instagram and Threads. That's where I thrive at. See what I did there? You thus words with thus in front of it.
Okay.
Occasionally, like, you'll still catch me on Twitter pissing people off because I think that's what I'm going to use it for now. And then, if you do find me on Threads and on Instagram, please send me a DM. Say what's up. Tell me you found me from here, from the show. I really appreciate, like, talking wrestling and just, like, meeting a lot of you guys here that are on the chat room outside of the show on Friday. So, yeah.
Absolutely. You can find me at Miss Kate Fabe on social media. Really encouraging you guys to subscribe to Fightful Select in an era where there is more misinformation than ever. Get it direct from the source, not misrepresented on Twitter. Most accurate scoops in the game, most amount of them, plus all this added value with all of these additional pay-per-views. Please support us for just $5 a month. We appreciate it. Best $5 in the biz, but you can check me out Tuesday, Thursdays, and Fridays here on the main channel. You can catch me Wednesdays at the Mark Order talking all things All Elite. Mondays on Fightful Select with this fella, as he said. And Capital Collision, if you're going, join me. Join me. Come touch tips with me at Fightful at Capital Collision if you're going to be there, but... So good stuff, guys. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. I don't not pay him, to be honest. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. Don't forget to drop a touch tips in the comments on the way out. We'll see you soon.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.